was waiting for you to finally open your eyes. You had quite the fall back there. Do you remember anything? So you don't even know who I am, do you? Oh, that's all right. I won't hold it against you the first time. After everything you've been through, it's a miracle you're even alive. Now that you're awake, I can actually ask this question. What's your name, Pat? How lovely. I think it suits you quite well. My name is Yasia, and I happen to be the matriarch of the harpies around here. Those close to me call me Mommy. But you can call me anything you like, Pat. I'm sure you have plenty of questions for me. But before you start asking, would you prefer if I told you everything I remember? I might answer one of your questions if I tell you everything that I saw. Being 100% transparent with you, I'm not sure how you got into your situation. I only noticed the aftermath and rushed to your side to rescue you. A fall from this high up on a cliff would have been enough to end your life. Scary thought, I know. But you don't have anything to worry about. You're safe and sound in Mommy's nest. Cuddled up underneath my wing. My body heat helps keep you warm despite being so high up in the air. Regardless of being a bit larger than you, you don't feel scared. Not of me, at least. Instead, you find yourself nestling further into me. For some reason, you feel safe, don't you? I think because I saved your life, your brain instinctively knew that you could trust me. The entire time I carried you in my talons, you didn't flinch once. I was convinced I was too late with how still you felt, practically dangling in my talons as my wings took us back here. You've only been out a few hours. If you look at the sky, you'll see the sun is only starting to set. Don't worry, Pat. You didn't miss too much time. Mommy was watching over you, making sure nothing bad happened. You're quite the find for a harpy. Speaking of which, would you like to know what happened? I didn't mean to get distracted, I promise. I actually kind of feel bad about it. You just feel so good, and I'm enjoying how you feel laying next to me. As the leader of this clan, there's not a lot of moments where I can indulge my softer side. I love my girls. Don't get me wrong. I'm thrilled to be their leader. But it's nice to take a second or two. You feel so nice resting against my wing. I hope you don't mind me doting on you a bit. Now, would you like to know what happened, or would you prefer to just move on and leave it in the past? I saw you out the corner of my eye, right over there. See the edge of Concaster Woods? You were being chased by something or other. This big, ferocious beast. Snarling maw, dripping nails. The most atrocious roar you've ever heard. I wasn't quite sure what I was looking at, but I did hear you screaming from over a mile away. I looked over and you just run right off the cliff. Seems like you didn't look where you were going, or maybe you decided it was worth the risk. Either way, one second you were in the woods, the next you were in the sky. Is it at all coming back to you? Well, luckily for you, Mommy happens to have fantastic eyesight. I was able to watch you start falling down, and the beast immediately lost interest and started to walk away. Decided you weren't worth it. While it wasn't looking, I swooped in and rescued you. I'm sorry if there are a few cuts along your shoulder. I tried to be as delicate as I could be when carrying you here. I always forget how fragile skin is until it's in my clutches. Then I'm constantly reminding myself there's precious cargo that I actually need to be responsible with. Unfortunately for me, there's only so much I can do with these razor-sharp talons. Besides, a few cuts compared to being dead is worth it, right? The only thing that got ruined in the trip over was the clothes on your back, but that's an easy fix. Whatever town you go into next will have some fresh clothes for you. Of course, it's going to be a few days before I let you out of my sight again. You're in absolutely no condition for traveling, pets. You don't have to worry, though. Mommy will take very good care of you. Once you're back up to full health, you'll be allowed to travel again. How does that sound, pet? Well, if I were to let you out in this condition, you would simply fall prey to another predator's attempts. Littered and cuts and bruises. You look like you went 5 rounds with a bugbear and lost every single one of them. If you're worried that one of my girls is going to say something about you being an outsider, you're panicking for no reason. As long as you have Mommy's permission, you'll be allowed to stay here, pet. And as long as you stay on Mommy's good side, I don't see why anyone would have a problem with you. You've already made yourself at home underneath my wing, playing with my soft feathers between your fingers. I wasn't going to stick my beak out to protect you only to have you fend for yourself. That wouldn't be right. Mommy would never do that to you, pet. Instead, you're going to stay here for the next few days and gather your strength. I'll have a few of my girls gather supplies for you, since it's clear you lost everything when you took that jump. It wouldn't be smart sending you back on your journey with absolutely nothing. You'll end up getting even more hurt. And then Mommy, well, Mommy will just have to come to your rescue again. I'm sure that's something you don't want. So you'll stay here until you get better. And in the meantime, you'll find a way to earn your keep. Mommy won't ask for much in exchange. You wouldn't be able to handle it in your current state. Besides, I'm not doing this to feel good about myself or to make my clan seem cool. I'm doing this out of the kindness of my heart. It's not often someone as precious as you comes around these parts. Mommy would hate to see a small creature like you suffer. It would be a shame. I mean, you're already such a sweet little pet. Cuddled so adorably underneath my wing. I can't get enough of you. It's been so long since Mommy has felt this way about someone. You're just so cute. I can't keep my wings to myself.